Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is Dustin Vaughn Warnke, producer of this fine show that's been airing for the past 20 years. Welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoor writer for the past four decades and writes for a whole host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly outdoors column that appears in over 50 Texas newspapers, and he's lived the outdoor lifestyle since childhood. Luke partners with such companies as Pyramid Air, the ultimate source for air guns and outdoor essentials, CVA muzzleloaders, and their fine line of CVA Cascade centerfire rifles, Smokin' Tex electric smokers, ATN thermal scopes and binoculars, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation, Butcher Packer Supply, everything for the home, butcher, and sausage maker, the Dallas Safari Club at biggame.org, and the Saskatchewan Department of Tourism. Now, here's Luke to kick things off with his longtime friend, Larry Weissoon.
Thank you, guys and folks. It is Campfire Talk time with our buddy, Larry Weissoon, who is standing by right here with me, and we're going to have some fun talking about who knows what. Larry, thank you for being with me for 20 years, buddy.
Oh, my gosh, Luke, it's passed so quickly. I'm already looking forward to the next bunch of years as well, too.
I'll go ahead and say it, 20 years. Come on, let's
there
do it.
There you go. Thank you.
Yep, folks, Larry has been with me here in Campfire Talk. Back to the early days. I never professed to be a, quote, radio man, Larry, but I guess now, through all these years, I've kind of, through osmosis, if nothing else, learned a thing or two. But I remember back when you didn't know it, but back when we first started doing this Campfire Talk with Larry Weissoon, right. I was recording this instead of a microphone. I was using a 500D desk telephone, and thus that little tinny sound that we used to have. But I started it literally on a shoestring, and I had a Alan Peck, who was a disc jockey of the year back in the 70s. Alan is a friend of mine, Alan Peck. He used to have a show, Peck and Penny, in the morning out of Dallas, but a lifelong radio guy. He come out this 15 years ago or 18. He said, Luke, we got to get you hooked up. He set me up and showed me how a little studio works. And by golly, 20 years later, here we are.
Still at it, going strong and getting stronger every day.
we're having fun. So, Larry, tell the friends, the Dallas Safari Club, that's one of the reasons you can be with me every week. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable, you know. Stealth Vision. How about Stealth Vision, the best optics that I know about? And who else? You know, you've got Taurus.
And Taurus, absolutely. And, of course, both of you and I do a lot. And we wish we had more time. We'd do even a whole lot more with our friends up there on the Choctaw.
Yeah.
You're right. We're right on the cusp of course, the 250th anniversary of our great nation. So a lot of good things going on there. But, you know, really right after that, we got the Texas Wildlife Association Convention coming up in the J.W. Marriott there in San Antonio. And I think those dates are like, I've got to check here real quick, but they're July, like the 12th, 13th, somewhere along and through there, and they learn more about all that and some fabulous auction. Actually, in that auction, I am at TWA this year. I'm auctioning off one of my brown Western hats.
I saw that.
All over the world. And if they want to learn more about all that, and I think or maybe a room or two left there at the JW Marriott, but not, you know, you can still come in for the day. We're going to have like 80 exhibitors at that. But they can learn more about all of that by going to the website, which is Texas-Wildlife.com. texas-wildlife.org, texas-wildlife.org. And then a couple of weeks after that, we got the DSC Summer Expo coming up there at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas. This is our second year there. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember the total number of booths, but I'm going to say it's something over 400. Got all kinds of activities going on during the day and night. And then, of course, on the night of the July 25th, we've got our DSC Foundation Gala coming up. That's our fundraiser that, you know, last year, DSC Foundation granted over $1.2 million to extremely highly vetted conservation efforts in dealing with wildlife conservation and education, both. And so there's a huge fundraiser. Got all kinds of things coming up there for auction as well on that particular day. And they can, if they can't be there in person, and we'd love for them to be, but they can go to onlinehuntingauctions.com and look up the DSC Foundation Gala. And they can bid there, and all those things that we've talked about are 501(c) organizations. So to whatever your accountant or the IRS guy says, some of those are tax deductible as well too. So got all that coming up, but want to concentrate a little bit on the DSC thing is that you and I are going to be there. There's all kinds of activities I mentioned going on during the daytime. This year we're presenting our Legacy Award, the DSC Foundation Legacy Award, to Mr. Steve Hornady with Hornady Ammo. Of course, Steve and family will be there as well too, and he's always fun to visit with. And this is kind of a laid-back show, so there's an opportunity to really sit down and talk to these folks. I know it's going to be a busy one, but at the same time, guys like Steve are on the floor almost the entirety of the show, and all kinds of outfitters and for both hunting and fishing, and hunting and fishing equipment, and a little bit of something for just about everybody that loves the outdoors. You do not have to be a member of DSC to come visit, and we'd love for you to. Also, I think there's going to be an opportunity this year because of the number of exhibitors that we're having at the Texas Wildlife Association. There in the past, you'd have to be a member, but with that exhibitor show going on, you can come in and get a day pass for, well, I don't think they're going to cost anything, and come in and see the different exhibits those guys have. And a lot of those people are there. Luke, you've interviewed, as for exhibitors, you've interviewed here on the radio show. So, you know, all kinds of great things coming up. You know, again, our 250th birthday of the USA. So, gosh, we're going to be busy.
It's going to be a fun time. And something that I've kind of been assigned to, if you want to put it that way, it's kind of fun, though, is in September. This is going to be a fun deal. The Dallas Safari Club, you've got an evening that Larry and I are going to. Larry's got actually Steve Hornady, I think, a buffalo, the bison,
right.
Bison burger, and I'm going to cook some wild pork. I've thought about it long and hard. I've cooked for groups, you know. We'll have quite a few guests there. It'll be in Dallas, right, Larry? That'll be in September someday, one of the days.
It's actually September the 17th. I think it's Thursday evening. It will be at the DSC office there on Gamma Road. In your old stomping grounds when you used to work as a surveyor there at Farmer's Branch in that area. So it's right there. And they can Google as we get a little bit closer, we'll give people a phone number that they can call, because we're kind of going to have it to a limited total number of people just simply because of the space.
Right.
But, you know, you do not have to be a DSC member to attend. We'd love for you to come in and give an opportunity to learn more about the great things that DSC and the DSC Foundation do.
You bet. Well, so my part of what I'm going to be doing is supplying some chopped, some people would call it pulled pork, but I like it chopped.
I like it too that way.
I like it chopped. So my job is, I'll spill the beans. I'll probably pick up a couple of pork, domestic pork shoulders, for this reason. There's a lot more fat on a domestic hog than there is a wild hog. We all know that. But right now, believe it or not, it's not too early, and I'm thinking about this and working on it. I want to put some prime, some hogs, maybe porkers that weigh 80 pounds. You can't be all that selective, but 80 to 125 pounds, some prime cuts. I want the back straps and the hams. I'm going to freeze several of those, and I'm going to pick and choose, and I've got hogs coming in my front yard right now eating pears and corn out of a corn feeder. Don't tell my neighbors. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I've got them coming in pretty regularly, so I can pick and choose. So that's what I'm going to do. And the Steve Hornady shot buffalo, buffalo burgers, it's going to be, and your famous potato chips fried, boy, they are good. But I'm thinking I'm going to mix this domestic pork. Say when I'm cooking, I'll put a pork shoulder and then say several, I'll bone it out, chunks of wild pork in there with it. And I'm talking about let it cook about 12, 14 hours overnight. And I'll probably do that two or three times and then vacuum seal those packages of chopped pork. But when I cook it, Larry, and this might be a tip for anybody that cooks wild pork, when I'm cooking it, it usually winds up as pulled pork, you know, eat it with sandwiches or whatever.
Right.
But I'll take the time, fresh garlic, and I'll chop up a bunch of fresh garlic, and then I'll chop up a bunch of jalapeno, and I'll seed it. I don't like the seeds in it. But chop it up pretty fine, you know, and mix that garlic and jalapeno together, and then put that in there when that meat is cooking. Well, it won't be blended into meat, but after those pork shoulders and all that's done, bone it out, and all that garlic and jalapeno, and I'll also put some, you know, salt and maybe just a little brown sugar when it's cooking.
Right.
But then you chop all that up while all that smoked jalapeno is in there, in that meat, you know. And you've eaten it. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing that old Luke has got patented here. A lot of people do this, but it sure is a good way to make pork, wild or domestic, good. But I have figured it out. I was thinking to go straight wild pork, I think that the flavor would be a lot better with some of that domestic pork mixed in, a little bit of it, mostly because of the fat. So that's what I've been that's on my agenda, and I've been making ready with that, watching these hogs. It's about time to start putting some meat in the freezer, Larry. You know?
You know what? It really is. And of course, while we're there, we'll have an opportunity to visit with a lot of different folks. And it's going to be a little bit of storytelling going on as much as anything.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of question and answer kind of thing. So we'll keep people more informed as we get a little bit closer as to how they can make arrangements to be there if you happen to be within a reasonable distance of the Dallas area. Or you can actually even fly into DFW and come visit us if you like. If you're some of those folks that we're fortunate to have and listen to us throughout the rest of the dead gum world when you get right down to it. But you know, the same thing going back to the DSC summer show or the summer expo, you know, there's great opportunities there to spend a lot of time with people, with really good people who believe in the same things that we do, and to spend some time with Luke and me as well too, around a maybe won't have a campfire there, but it'll be kind of like a virtual campfire. But you know, please learn more about it, and please come if you can. Look, we've got a bunch of other stuff coming on. You and I are going to spend a little time here this summer as well, scouting out an area there on the backside of Lake Texoma with a friend of yours for a possible deer hunt during the we'll see what season we choose there. Probably maybe the archery season, where we can use crossbows and those kind of things in Oklahoma. So we'll keep people a little bit more informed about that as we get down the road as well too.
Hold on to that thought, Larry, and I want you to come back with me for a little bit more. We need to take a break.
All right.
I'm ready to talk about that possibilities on that hunt, because I'm fired up about it. Folks, let's take a break. Stay with me. We'll be right back. friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Luke, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on. That scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an operational, optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products. And folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.